Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. There's mounting domestic and international pressure on the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, following the killing of 6 hostages by their Hamas guards. He's asked for forgiveness for failing to rescue them, but will not make concessions. That's provoked a further night of protests by Israelis who want a ceasefire agreement to secure the release of the remaining hostages. This protester in Tel Aviv, Etai Sela, launched a scathing attack on Mr. Netanyahu.
The government of Israel is a threat to the world peace. It's a dictatorship run by one-man show. He doesn't care about the hostages. And I got 2 sons, soldiers, fighting in Gaza. And I know what it's about. Okay? So that's why I'm coming here. First, to save the hostages, and second, to save the state of Israel.
The Israeli government says it's disappointed by Britain's decision to suspend some arms exports to Israel. The British Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, said there was a clear risk the equipment might be used in serious violations of international humanitarian law, but insisted the move did not amount to an arms embargo. His Israeli counterpart said the only beneficiaries would be Hamas and Iran. Venezuela has described the seizure by the US of a plane used by President Nicolas Maduro as an act of piracy. Washington says the $13 million Dassault Falcon 900 aircraft was illegally acquired through a shell company and smuggled out of the US. It's been seized in the Dominican Republic and was transferred to Florida early on Monday. Anthony Salisbury is in charge of Homeland Security Investigations in Miami.
We've seized a Venezuelan-owned aircraft predominantly used by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in violation of U.S. sanctions and other matters that we're looking at into the aircraft. It's been utilized for a lot of official business for the Venezuelan government. The plane's been seized. It'll move into forfeiture, and if it's officially forfeitured, then it would be looked at possibly would be liquidated and sold.
Prosecutors in Venezuela have ordered the arrest of the opposition presidential candidate for refusing to testify in a criminal investigation. Edmundo González, who's been in hiding for over a month, failed to respond to 3 summons to give evidence about an opposition website which published details results of the disputed presidential election. Will Grant reports.
With the judiciary largely beholden to the government, the possibility that Mr. González may be detained has suddenly become much greater. Since the vote, his opposition alliance has published voting data which it says shows Edmundo González won the election by a huge margin of more than 30%. However, the country's government-controlled electoral council declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner, prompting major protests across Venezuela.
BBC News. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have held their first joint campaign event since Ms. Harris accepted the Democratic presidential nomination last month. The president and vice president addressed a rally in Pittsburgh in a pitch to union workers and blue-collar voters in the industrial city. Here's Peter Bowes.
This is very much the public handing over of the torch. This is the first time that they've appeared on a stage together since Joe Biden stood down from the candidacy himself. So it's a very significant moment in that respect. It is Labor Day here in the United States, the day that America traditionally celebrates the workforce, the work of ordinary people. And Joe Biden here in Pittsburgh, in a state, of course, that he is very, very familiar with and which will be crucial to the election on November the 5th.
The US military has reported it's captured a leader of the Islamic State group in Syria. US Central Command said Khaled Ahmed al-Dandal had helped IS fighters who'd escaped from a detention facility in Raqqa, but had been seized with the support of the Syria Democratic Forces. The Ugandan athlete Rebecca Cheptegei is in a critical condition in a Kenyan hospital after allegedly being doused with petrol by a former boyfriend. The marathon runner, who's competed at the Paris Olympics, has suffered burns to over 75% of her body. Police said she was attacked at her home in Kenya, where she'd been training. At the Paris Paralympics, the Brazilian swimmer Gabriel Geraldo dos Santos Araújo has won his 3rd Paralympic S2 title of the week, taking gold in the 200 metres freestyle. The 22-year-old, who's become one of the faces of the Games, had earlier taken gold in the 100 metres and 50 metres backstroke. That's the latest world news from the BBC.